Please be seated. This morning, we're going to continue with this series of unmasking the counterfeit gods. Last 2 weeks, we started with love. Ian was able to let us know that love is not all that we need. Love is not all that matters. Love, its pursuit, can be a god. If that is all that we depend upon, if it stands in the place of God, then it can be an idol. Last week as well, Christoph did a good job in bringing out money, the way people can look upon money as their idol. Today, I'll be going into looking at power, achievement, success, position of authority, how they can stand in the place of God, how they can be an idol that we worship. How is it possible? Is there anything wrong in being successful? Is there anything in attaining to power, being in position of authority? Surely somebody must be the prime minister of this country. So nothing is wrong in being in power. It has to be. But how do we deviate from making it an idol, making it a god, a little god? It is only when we allow it to take the place of God, when we allow it to be the ultimate source of our significance, when we think that our satisfaction, our security, our worth depends on it, when we do not allow God to have his place in our lives, and then we look up to power. And how you will know about that is that people can do anything possible to get it. They can go to any extent to grab it. For them, that is the ultimate prize, and that is what they want. But our achievements, our success, can only give us a momentary satisfaction. It doesn't last forever. And that is why so many people that have depended on their career, their status, their position, once they lose them, it looks like the whole world has collapsed. They feel like giving up because there is no other hope. For us as Christians, we have hope in Christ. He is the ultimate source of our satisfaction. He is our worth. He is everything that we need. Everything we need is found in Christ, not in money, not in love, not in our achievements, not in what people think we are or what we think that we are. They are not there. Psalm 107 verse 9 said it's only God that satisfies. And that is why even when we have issues with our work or with our career or with our positions, we do not lose hope. We still look up unto God because we know that God is able to see us through. Our position, our place of power, can only give us a false sense of security. It can also distort our view of ourselves. It makes us to think that we are much more higher, much more important than anyone else. There is a man from our place. The man is almost 7'2". He's a big giant. His name is Mike. So everybody calls him Big Mike. And that's how he walks, you know. And he's a builder as well. He's a bodybuilder. So when you see him, you feel like running away. He's a giant. But when we call him Big Mike, he will say Big Dust. big dust. What does it mean? He said, I am nothing but dust. Dust to dust. Ashes to ashes. He's going to end up one day in 6 feet like any other person. So he said, all that you see here is nothing but dust. I am nothing. All that I am is only what God has made me to be. And that is what we are. We are nothing except what God has made us to be. We are nothing but dust. And that is why on that last day, when our body is brought in, lowered at that 6 feet, we said, dust to dust, ash to ash. That's what we are. The only what that we have is what God has made us to be. And so when you hear people say, do you know who I am? Something is giving them that false security. Something is giving them that false hope. There is nothing you are except what God has made you to be. And you are placing God. That is the only thing that will matter. Every other thing is a mirage. They will soon disappear. And so when we understand this, we will not look for success at all costs. Some people sometimes can look at it at all costs. They can look for power at all costs. It doesn't matter how others feel. It doesn't matter how we get it. And that will bring us back to where we read this morning in our gospel. In our gospel, the mother of James and John came to Jesus and knelt down. Jesus said, woman, what do you want? And she made a request. Her request is that she wants her two sons to be at the left hand and the right hand of Jesus in the kingdom. She wants them to take up the best spot in the kingdom of God. Is there anything wrong with a woman hoping that her children will succeed? Anything wrong with that? I need a response. Is there anything wrong with a woman? We are women. We know women here. You know how you go out of your way to make sure your children succeed. Men also play a prominent role in the family, but I know, you know, most times the women go an extra mile, and that's why we are going to remember them next Sunday. We remember the role they play in the family. They go an extra mile to make sure that their children succeed. Is there anything wrong with that? No. There's nothing wrong with that. But I'm going to unpack this a little bit. If we go back to Matthew chapter 18, the disciples came to Jesus and said, who is the greatest amongst, who is going to take over? We know that you've been talking about your death, that you'll be going soon. Who will take over? And Jesus answered them that question by saying, the greatest among you will be your servant. This is how it is in God's economy. The greatest among you will come to serve. So he has already cleared this in chapter 18. Coming to chapter 20 again, this woman sneaked in behind the back of the other 10 apostles to come and negotiate for this hot spot. Every other thing Jesus was saying about her death, about his death, about the cruel death that he's about to go through did not mean anything to this woman and the children. All that they wanted is to take over that position. And so, the position that we seek can stand as an idol. This position that they are looking to acquire has beclouded whatever thing that Jesus has been teaching them, telling them about how the first will be the last, how to be the leader is to be a servant. They did not understand it. And that is why they came to make this request. It is God's desire that we prosper. And that is why in 2 John chapter 1, verse 2, God said, above all things, I desire that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So the prosperity that God desires has to be even. It has to be in all ramification. It is not just physical prosperity, financial breakthrough. He also wants our soul to prosper. And that is the only place where we will allow it to be what God wants it to be. So there's nothing wrong in being successful, but there's something wrong when we allow it to be a place of God, when we think that it is only through being successful that we can be satisfied. When we think that being successful is the only thing that will give us the worth that we have. They did not understand all that Jesus was saying. They did not even care about what others will feel for two brothers to come in to ask for the best prominent position in the kingdom of God, which is not even in the hand of Jesus to give. And that is why he told them, it is not for me to give to you. And what you are even asking for, are you ready to take the cup? There is a cup, there is a price to pay. And they say, we are ready. Because they are desperate to get it at all costs. And that is what makes it an idol. They are desperate to get this position, but they do not know the price that they have to pay for it. And that price will be persecution, execution. They'll have to die for what they believe. They were also inconsiderate because they could have also looked at how other apostles will feel for them to come and make such a demand. Others will feel left out. And that is why, from where we read, the apostles were not happy about this move. It looks like a coup. It looks like they want to come and topple over and take over everything. And if we go further down, we discover that it's more like saying we want to keep this within the family. Because James and John, they are cousins to Jesus. In Matthew didn't actually explain more about this family. We know them as sons of Zebedee. And their mom is called Salome. Salome is an aunt to Jesus, so they are cousins. So it's other people will be saying, okay, so if two of you take up these two spots, the left hand of Jesus and right hand of Jesus, what about us? What about us? It is that greed that brought them into making such a demand, and it didn't go down well. What is it that is standing in the place of God in your heart? Is there positions that you're acquiring that has taken over the position of God? Is it your career? Is it your family? It can be as little as your mobile phone that has taken the position of God, that does not even allow you to have time to reflect, to create time to be with God. What is it? There is no satisfaction in this world outside the seven faith which we have in Christ. It is very easy to make success an idol when we follow other people's definition than God's definition. People's definition of what success can be. People's definition on how you should be. People's definition of how you can be addressed outside what God has said. God does not desire that our achievement should take his place in our hearts, because he is a jealous God. He is a jealous God. He wouldn't like any other thing to take his place in our hearts. Only God can satisfy. Only God can make us to be where we want to be. every other thing that we are looking for, money, fame, beauty, strength, power, they will one day fail us. But Jesus never fails. He has promised us that if we first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, every other thing, whatever that we need, whatever that we desire, will be added unto us. Amen.